Hi, I'm Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solon.
We've known each other for what feels like a lifetime, but our friendship has really soared in the last few years as we've navigated some really challenging times. Of course, life is never easy, but what makes it much better is connecting with people that get you. I've trained as a health coach.
And I'm training as a life coach. And on Soul Sisters, we're going to delve into some of those curveballs that life throws at us and the joy in taking better care of our health and well-being.
And why we owe it to ourselves, Claire, to do the work.
Do the work, sister.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production and is brought to you with thanks to Vichy. Vichy is a doctor-founded skincare brand which has led the way in health and beauty innovation for 90 years. Powered by active ingredients, Vichy products are clinically proven, hypoallergenic, and dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, making them a pioneer in skin health science. You can rely on Vichy to provide a safe and effective skincare routine for you, no matter what your skin type or stage of life. All Vichy products are available in local pharmacies nationwide. So let's get into Soul Sisters. So here we are on the Soul Sisters podcast. I've been so excited to bring this podcast out. Well, I tell you a little bit about where it came from. So last summer, I was sitting in Spain and I was chatting to Jamie and I said, Jamie, I've been thinking about something for the last 2 months and I haven't told you one thing about it because I needed to know in my heart and soul that this was the right thing for me to do. And I've made my decision. So I told him all about Soul Sisters, which we didn't have a name for at the time, and he absolutely loved it. And then I finally got the courage to ring up my dear friend Claire Solon and pitch this podcast to her. So all of the Good Glow community know who Claire is. She's been on my podcast twice before. I still get feedback from those podcasts. They were incredibly special. So I just felt like there was a little bit of time. I am not back in season with the Good Glow until the end of February. So I just thought there was a nice little window where I could create this spin-off podcast with Claire Solon and we could come on every Tuesday and just talk about life and the things that we're learning and the things that we're facing. So thank you so much, Claire, for agreeing to do this podcast with me.
I think I'd probably start every episode of The Good Glow that I've been on saying this, but what a privilege. What a privilege, pal. You and I go back to the days of Spin 103.8, where I was Sarah Solon and we were eating pizza. And we were always in each other's lives, in each other's orbit. But I think I felt compelled to come and see you when you got sick. And I think that's when we took a step into a different place with our friendship.
Yeah, and that's when we really became Soul Sisters. And the idea behind this podcast is that, you know, the Good Glow community can come on this journey with us, become Soul Sisters, you know, we can wrap our arms around each other and really embrace each other and communicate with each other. And we're going to be talking about things that our listeners are facing and that we're facing. And hopefully we can kind of make a little bit of sense of life together. So I'm so excited. A little bit nerve-wracking for me too. I think, you know, I don't really talk that much on my own podcast because I just ask the questions and sit there and listen. So this is a huge step for me.
So let's start now then. Tell me how you've been in the last few weeks after Christmas. I find myself singing, "How long will I love you? Long as the stars above me." And I was thinking, why is that in my head? Because of that lovely video you put up on Insta of Christmas and surrogacy.
Yeah, so really exciting. I think, do you know, one thing that I have been thinking about, and we'll probably get into this a little bit later, is that I haven't felt that energy that I usually feel at the start of the year where I'm like, I feel like I can take on the world. And I think we're all feeling a little bit heavier going into 2022, because I think for lots of us, we were, you know, let down in 21. We thought 21 was the year we were going to go back to normal, and it hasn't been the case. So I have felt a little bit heavier in January, and I can't wait to tell you what I've been doing to kind of try to work my way through that. But the surrogacy, so we have been actively looking for a surrogate for almost a year, or been in the process and doing the paperwork and getting our embryos to Ukraine. And we were told that we would probably be matched in October. So this was December. I was on my way to France for Christmas, feeling, you know, a little bit of a pit in my stomach that we hadn't been matched with our surrogate, but also not giving up on the hope that it might happen. I just had this little gut feeling that it was going to happen before Christmas. And on the 23rd of December, I was sitting at the foot of a snowy ski slope on a chair, not on my arse as I was for most of the week. I was sitting in a restaurant, and we got the profile, we got our surrogate, and our solicitor, Annette, had said, you will know when you see her if she's the right person for you. And within 2 seconds, I knew she was the one. So yeah, we're about to go on the journey now with her, and I feel so grateful.
Oh my God, it's so hard to imagine what you must have been going through waiting for that right person to come through, because you had to freeze your eggs at the point of chemo when you believed that maybe possibly your life was over. And now it's time to expand your family. How did Pia react?
Oh, Pia's so excited. Like, Pia's tidying the house, moving boxes around, because she said, like, the baby won't be able to walk around these boxes. You've been in my house a little bit over Christmas. I've kind of surrendered to housework a little bit. And do you know what? Now I'm kind of picturing an actual baby, because before it was paperwork and all of this stuff that I had to do. And then I watched Bridget Jones's Baby like last week, and I just bawled crying for an hour, because I was like, this is real. I think a great person to follow is Gabby Bernstein, because she really trusts the universe, and I've kind of trained myself to do the same.
And Gabby Bernstein had an incredible journey to giving birth to her first baby. I remember listening to her, and she was saying, you know, she had it all planned. She was going to release a book, and she was going to go on a book tour, and then she was going to kick back pregnant and wait for her beautiful baby to arrive. And she kept meditating and she kept manifesting, and nothing was happening. And I remember thinking to myself, that is such a great illustration of how you cannot control your life.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about you, because I know that you were home in Ireland over Christmas, and now you're back in London and you live alone. And how has that kind of transition been for you?
I had a lovely Christmas with my parents. We were very COVID compliant, so I didn't really do much except took a trip to the sea every day to like throw myself into the cold water. My friend Lisa and I would go each day, and even though I swim in the cold water over here in London, there's something different about the sea. There's such healing properties in that salty water. And I really connected to my courage when I was in the sea, because I started off by just dipping. And then by the end of it, I was jumping off the rocks to get into the ocean, which was amazing. I connected to like my inner child in a way. And I also found the courage and the confidence I needed to just like splash into the cold water and got all of the normal benefits of that, which was suspending my mind and my thoughts and just giving me a beautiful factory reset each day. So and we may talk about this later in the season, but I didn't always have a very easy relationship with either of my folks. My dad and I, even though we're very similar, we often just didn't connect in the right way. And same with my mum, really. And this Christmas was the first time, I've just literally turned 41, that I can say that we had a Christmas akin to the Walton Mountain experience. You know, I think you always go home and you're like, Christmas, it's going to be like the movies. And then it's... Yeah. The farthest thing from the movies that everybody can possibly get. And everybody's, you know, in one room together, and then they're just running out of the room going, oh, this is terrible. But it really worked out nicely for me, to the point where I've gotten back to my one bed flat and I feel a bit lonely.
That's tough.
Yeah, but something the pandemic has taught me is that don't resist the loneliness. Mm-hmm. You know, loneliness is, it's a perception, you know, it's an opportunity actually to get inside yourself and fill those gaps, your perceived gaps yourself, rather than thinking, okay, I need to go and be close to my family, or I wish I had a partner. Actually, if I can give myself the love and the self-love and the time, that's where I can beat the loneliness.
And you said on the last podcast we did together on the Good Glow that you were off the apps. When you're off the apps, are you not dating, or are you dating?
Everybody who is in my world every so often will ask me, are you on the apps? And the face that they get back is just like, no. I haven't been dating. I haven't been on a date, or I hadn't been on a date for all of the pandemic. And I realize, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive, Claire. You need to just go on the date if you want to get to the next stage of life. But I haven't been on the bleeding apps, all right? So eventually somebody asked me out on a date in December and I decided to go along. And I was delighted with myself. I was really patting myself on the back going, well done, Claire Solon. Now, that's the kind of thing you should be doing on a regular basis.
And how did it go? Well, you didn't bring him home for Christmas anyway.
No, it was going to two halves that date, actually. First half was really nice. We went to the British Museum. So I felt like I was, you know, a little bit of a culture vulture. And oftentimes if you like, I found myself living in London and not doing all of the things that tourists would come to London to do. So I was delighted to go and do something really interesting like this. So that was great. The first part was fine. And then the second part, we were going to go for a bite to eat and it was slightly derailed. And I have to take my responsibility for what happened in it. You were talking about your journey to motherhood for the second time through surrogacy. And, you know, I have had to come to terms with the fact that I'm 41. I'm just turned 41. And I feel a bit emotional talking about this, actually. And maybe motherhood is not for me. Because I'm not in a relationship and, you know, time is a ticking, as the world likes to remind women. So anyway, this guy had no idea that he was about he was about to ask me some really triggering questions. So he asked me about my sister. My sister's younger than me and she has two boys and they live in the west of Ireland. And I believed that the next thing he said was, did you not want to have kids?
Whoa.
And I was like, oh no, I do. I absolutely do want to have kids. Yeah. And he said, he followed up with, oh, are you going to do it on your own? And I was like, God, we're on a date. And I was like, why? I said, no, I don't actually plan to do the journey on my own. No, I would like to have a baby with somebody. And he was like, oh, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to, you know, just get into a relationship with someone and after 6 months, say you want to have a baby. And at this point, Georgie, I was seething on a street, on a wet street in Soho in London. I was absolutely seething. I was so angry that we were having this conversation, that the date had been completely derailed.
And so what were your feelings towards him, or were you even thinking about him at this point?
Yeah, I was really blaming him. I was just like, why are you asking me these questions that are triggering me? But I don't know if you've read The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. He talks about the thorns that live inside us that exist, and as we're walking along in life, we bang off something or we nudge somebody and it, like, the thorn presses into us and hurts us. And so this, when I've actually been able to sit with it, I realize it's to do with me. It's nothing to do with this guy. This guy brought up this sensitive situation so that I can look at it and accept where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, my path has not taken me down the traditional route of marriage and kids. It's not to say it may never happen, but I realize now, having sat with it and having spoken to my coach and mentor about it, that if I don't accept the place and my path in life right now and detach from the outcome or the fairy tale of becoming a mother and, you know, the white picket fence, then I'm going to make a rod for my own back. I'm going to have to live with the stress of trying to manifest that. And maybe it's not for me.
And so by him kind of bringing that up, did it force you to do work on it? Or what were you left with when he went on his merry way, never to be seen again?
He actually was completely taken aback by how angry I had gotten. I wasn't screaming and shouting, but he must have just seen my, like, the smoke coming out my ears. And just anger is a lid on unexpressed grief and sadness. And so it's the first reaction that we've often come to in situations like that, when something is brought to you and you're not expecting it. So it really just took the wind out of the sails, and we walked around, and of course we couldn't get in anywhere because the good of the day was gone. So we eventually had a bite to eat in this place, and I said, look, I'm just going to go. And he was like, the night is young. And I couldn't get it back. So I went home, and the next day I rang my coach and I said to him, we have something to talk about. And I told him the story, and he was like, Claire, there's the mirror. There's your opportunity. Obstacles are detours in the right direction. So you need to sit with this and you need to get real about where you are in life and what your path is, and love that path.
And I actually heard something today about why are you delaying being happy? So it's like, I'll be happy when, I'll be happy when I, you know, get the promotion and work. I'll be happy when I get the house. I'll be happy when. But why are we delaying being happy? We need to be happy now, which is easier said than done, but also something to kind of keep in mind, I think, especially as we go through January and we're all kind of struggling a little bit.
Definitely. I think I lost my way a little bit with manifestation. I really believed in visualization and manifestation. But as time goes by and you don't get what you want, particularly when a pandemic just parachutes in and steals 2 years, in a way, I needed to get down to brass tacks and be grateful for what I have in life and not what I don't have.
Yeah. It's a really powerful place to get to. I've actually been doing Gabby Bernstein's Manifesting Challenge in January. And it was actually our own course went live this week, Rise and Thrive. And that's all about, I suppose in October, I started to kind of change the way I was speaking to myself. I had a really like rock bottom moment one night. And I went to Jamie and I said, I'm not feeling very well. And that was kind of a turning point for me. And ever since then, I've been kind of working to change the voice in my head and have a bit more self-belief. So when we were putting together Rise and Thrive, it was really important for me to have a module on inner belief and kind of how changing the story you tell yourself can have such a huge impact on your day, your month, your year.
Can I ask you, right, because I know you and I am your friend and I know you in the real world. But when I look at you on Instagram and I think, God, like everything is great. Like you've risen and you are thriving. When I think about you beating yourself up, I find it difficult to think about what you might be beating yourself up about. Like, what are you kicking yourself over?
I can be really hard on myself. And I think that's why I was kind of stuck in spin for 10 years, because I was afraid to take the leap because I didn't necessarily believe that I could do anything other than what I was doing. So now sometimes, you know, my business can just feel overwhelming and I can feel a little bit stuck again. So for me, I know that when I feel in flow, that I feel my best. I've really kind of identified how I feel when I feel in flow, and I can recognize it. And I'll even say it out loud to Jamie, like, I feel in flow today, and he knows then I'm going to have a really good day. So I was feeling out of flow in October. October is a really rough month for me because it was the month that I was diagnosed. So I think it makes me reflect on the last couple of years and, you know, makes me think, oh, well, you know, don't get too ahead of yourself because cancer could come knocking on your door again. But something changed that night in October. And every day I've been doing little things to change the narrative, to not believe those thoughts that I'm telling myself, to not give those thoughts as much power as I had been giving them. So then the Gabby Bernstein manifesting course came along, and I said, do you know what? I think it's going to be really a really good thing for me to kind of establish what I want out of 2022 at the start of the year. So what I'm trying to manifest is inner peace, because that inner peace makes me feel in flow.
So how do you get there?
So I suppose the most interesting thing I think about manifesting is you concentrate on the feeling that you're trying to manifest, right? Okay. So I'm trying to manifest inner peace. So how can I cultivate that feeling in my everyday? So I'm not going to just sit around and wait for inner peace to come knocking on my door and say, here I am.
Anyone see my inner peace around here anywhere now?
Yeah.
Jamie.
You cannot sit around and wait for it to arrive. I sat around and spent for 10 years waiting for a promotion. I never got the promotion because I wasn't working on myself. So I've established now that in order to find inner peace, in order to find the flow, I have to cultivate it. So what can I do today to bring a little bit of inner peace to my life?
Tell me.
For me, do you know what's going to bring me inner peace today? And I promised Pia that I'd collect her from sports, and I kind of have problems with time management in terms of I get a bit flustered. I don't write anything down. So writing down this morning that I'm collecting Pia from sports in my top three things that I'm going to do today. So number one, Soul Sisters podcast. Number two, I promise myself I'm going to get on my exercise bike because that's important to me. Number three, I'm going to collect Pia from sports. So actually kind of cultivating that little task into my day, I know that's going to bring me inner peace. So what kind of steps are we doing to cultivate the feeling that we want to have? So if you want to feel happier, you need to find a way to cultivate some joy in your life.
That's interesting, because I would be also very punctuality challenged. I don't know why, but I must get some sort of buzz out of leaving things to the last minute and then literally rushing around trying to get from A to B in record time. And my to-do list can often be like 10 plus things. So I can see how if I make my top three things and actually maybe just bring the things that are most important to the top of the list and bold them, that actually that will, as you say, make me feel more peaceful inside.
So Claire, I really want to tell you about Vichy's Hero product. I've been using Mineral 89, Vichy's iconic hydration serum, for the last year, and it's an absolute game changer.
You had me at hydration.
Okay, so it's enriched with hyaluronic acid and 89% Vichy volcanic water, which is naturally found, you guessed it, in French volcanoes. And it has 15 minerals essential to good skin health. So this is like a drink for your skin. It's a light gel serum which gives you an immediate glow. It's suitable for everybody. And for the best results, I use it after cleansing morning and night.
Okay, I'm sold. Now make it worth my while. Tell me you have a discount code.
Of course, for a 20% discount on all Mineral 89 products, you can use the discount code SOULSISTERS20 online only at marspharmacy.ie until midnight, March 31st. I hope you enjoy. So every week on this podcast, we're going to do a little recommend. So something that we have come across in our week that we think the Soul Sisters community will enjoy. So this week, you have chosen something, Claire.
I have. I basically think that the books, podcasts, poems, TED Talks that I get recommended all the time, A, they come to me for a reason, and B, I always get so much out of them. So I just felt like, why don't we do that on this pod? And then also, if you want to send us some recommendations, we would love to listen and maybe pick up the wisdom from it. So the recommends this week I have is Fern Cotton's Happy Place podcast. You've probably heard it before, but the one I listened to lately, which was from March 2021, was Rhonda Byrne, the Aussie queen who wrote The Secret. So it's interesting because we talked about manifestation just earlier on and how basically it's imperative that we do not listen to our thoughts, particularly the negative ones. If we want to achieve our dreams, we can manifest them, but only if we think about us in a positive way and not think about the lack. So basically the secret is, imagine what you want and like attracts like. So the law of attraction says if you put out good vibes, you will bring them back to you. Unfortunately, if you put out negative vibes, which are courtesy of January, they will come back at you. So I was listening to Rhonda, and just a couple of headlines from this pod, because I don't want to give it completely away. But the first thing that really struck me that she said was, when you're in a funk, right, when you're in a bad place, don't answer any emails, don't answer any calls, because you're just simply going to let more problems pile in. So if you're having a bit of a shit morning, right, bit of a crap day, just say whatever calls or whatever things need to be done, you'll do them. You'll speak to that person tomorrow, because you need to preserve your own peace of mind right now when you're in a difficult space. She also said it takes you 17 seconds of gratitude to change the way you feel. Now, hang on a second. I was like, Rhonda, would you get away out of that? 17 seconds. But what she says is, if you're in a negative headspace, start with small gratitudes. The people I love, my pets, for me, the ocean or a latte. And if you spend 17 seconds going through the things that you're grateful for, after those 17 seconds, your brain takes over and floods you with more and more things that you're grateful for. So you can change how you feel.
Wow. I loved in that podcast when she said, the suffering is believing the thoughts. So yes. becoming aware that your thoughts have no power. And once you know that your thoughts have no power, then that will set you free. So, you know, we can suffer all day long listening to ourselves in our own head, but understanding that those thoughts have no power can help you feel a little bit freer. I love that podcast too. Something I wanted to recommend for January, and I know that we're probably only supposed to do one a week, but just before we get on to the next topic, I just wanted to recommend some fruit and veg that's in season. Now, this is my favorite thing to do, is find out what is in season. So when you eat in season, you're getting more nutrients from the food. So
fascinating.
I love January because it's soup season. I love making a good soup, and all of the things, the lovely things that we put into soup are in season this month. So there is this Instagram page that I always follow. It's called The Well Now Co. And they always put up at the start of the month what is in season on their website. So this season we've got Brussels sprouts, leeks, potatoes, parsnips, onions, spinach. So if you wanted to make a soup, you could make leek and potato soup, or you could have your veg soup, you know, sprinkle a bit of kale into your pasta. I love that. Cauliflower steaks. I have one every Saturday night and I spread a bit of like chipotle seasoning on it, stick it on the barbecue. It's so good.
Can I just ask you what a cauliflower steak is?
So cauliflower steak You get a cauliflower head and you cut down the middle of it either side, and you have like a steak literally, and then the side of the cauliflower that breaks off you can make a curry with. So when you have your cauliflower steak, now it takes a while to cook on the barbecue. I just put chipotle and olive oil on it, sprinkle with some salt and pepper, and have it with a lovely baked potato and some asparagus on a Saturday night. It's so delicious.
I mean, I would choose a pizza probably over a cauliflower steak, but since you recommend it and you look great, I'll give it a go, okay? January for me, and I'm glad to hear you're going through the same thing. Like, I usually have a load of optimism and a load of motivation to become a better version of myself at this time of year, particularly because it's my birthday. But I can tell you, this Capricorn just wants to sit on the couch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit on the couch a little bit longer, if you don't mind, Georgie, but I'm going to make myself a nice leek and potato soup. All right, wait.
So every week on Soul Sisters, we're going to ring a friend for a takeaway. And this is going to be a little moment of inspiration or motivation. So first up is our dear friend, Brian Penny. Brian joined us on stage at the National Concert Hall, and he stole the show when he told his eagle story. And this eagle story will really show you how the stories that we tell ourselves can hold us back in life. Dr. Brian Penny, thank you so much for coming on Soul Sisters today. And myself and Claire, we were just talking about how we can really watch that little voice in our head as we go into 2022. So, you know, what are your thoughts about these beliefs that we have about ourselves that can sometimes hold us back?
Yeah, it's crazy. And it is that voice in our head, isn't it, Georgie? It's that inner critic that just holds us back. And what I would say is, I think the key piece around limiting beliefs, because we can't stop the voice in our head. So it's really just an awareness of what that voice is telling us and if that voice is directing our actions. So I think that's the key piece around limiting beliefs, just to be aware of it. And then to basically, when you are aware of it in the moment, to challenge those assumptions, to actually ask yourself, is this limiting belief true? Because most of the time, the limiting beliefs aren't true. Like, if it's telling you that you can't cope with a situation or you're not good enough, well, you've been good enough and you've coped with many situations in your life. So challenge the truth of the belief. And I think that's really the key point.
Something that I heard you speaking about at the National Concert Hall, and it just so connected with me, was your eagle story. And would you mind sharing that with us today?
I would absolutely love to share that story, Georgie. It was actually groundbreaking for me. It was a profound moment in my life when I read that story. It's from a book from Anthony DeMello. And it goes like this. So there was a farmer walking out of his yard one day, and there was this little eagle's egg lying on the ground, and he couldn't get it back up into the tree. So he basically decided, I'll put it in the chicken coop. So he put the little eagle's egg into the chicken coop. So a few days later, the little eagle hatched and there was chickens everywhere. So he thought he was a chicken. He started clucking like a chicken, scratching the earth like a chicken. And as the weeks, the months go by, he just started acting like a chicken. And then the years went by and the little eagle still thought he was a chicken. But then one day, there was this golden eagle soaring through the sky, and the eagle turned around to his chicken friends and his chicken siblings and said, "Wow, what's that?" And the chickens turned around and says, "Ah, that's the eagle, the king of the skies. But we're just lowly chickens, and we belong to the earth, and that's all we'll ever be." And the little eagle died thinking he was a chicken. Now, it's a tragic story. It really is, Georgie. And what Anthony DeMello was trying to say, he was saying that so many people are living their lives stressed, negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, and they are eagles living like chickens. They're in that chicken coop living like chickens. And what we have to do is to realize our potential, to realize that this internal critic, this narrative inside of our heads that's creating all of these limiting beliefs, that's what's holding us back. But we can step out of that chicken coop. We can look at other beliefs that are going to help us and benefit us in life, and we can soar into the sky like that eagle didn't do.
Oh, Brian, every time you tell me that story, it's like I'm hearing it for the first time. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for coming on Soul Sisters today.
Thanks for having me, Georgie. An absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Soul Sisters. As we said, this has been 6 months in the making. I really felt like I took a leap today. Claire, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it.
This is amazing for me to see you take yourself out of the interview chair and share just a little bit more about who you are and what makes you tick. So yeah, I loved it.